Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. This is our beautiful studio here in beautiful Cary, Illinois. This is a podcast made for you to kind of bridge the gap between social media, online world, the mysterious happenings of online world to a real world. To just talk with your neighbor and talk with the community. And it's been going amazing to where I've been meeting so many great people and I have so many great stories for you. And it's really fun to kind of connect the dots a little bit, but just hearing stories from different folks and just having two ears and one mouth and just being able to see how things kind of were just connecting the dots. And I hope that I can bring that that vision of where things are going and bring that back to the people, to you, to the residents, because there's a lot of dots out there, and it kind of makes sense once you get it. That's what I'm going to go through today when you kind of just get a lay of the land and just sit back and look at it. Some lessons from the campaign. And it's been amazing to just connect the dots. This is your megaphone and microphone. Welcome. This is my Mr. Rogers thing. I turn this on instead of beforehand, but I do it with you every day. And I put the Bluey family up. That's why I'm sitting here before you today, is because of family, mine and yours. And I wanted to give a thanks to my wife, Meredith, because I wouldn't be able to be here right now speaking with you at home without her. And it's a team effort. And I wanted to just share something with you. It's a picture of us at the shop before we opened. And we signed the back of the sign for good luck. So that's still behind the sign there. And we're thinking about adding our kids. You know, those little, I call them sprinkle lights. They're kind of fluorescent lights. And that was every year we try to do something new. I put up sprinkle lights, different colors. And each one has our children's name written behind it and Meredith's name. And it's all about family. And, you know, the saying goes, behind every strong man, there's a strong woman. And I would beg to differ. I would say that beside every strong man stands a strong woman, because it's really just a team. That's the best way to put it. So connecting the dots. What other pictures do I have here? This was... little fun fact, if you didn't see the prior show, this Cary Smoke Shop sign with more than 20% of window coverage of smoke stuff and lottery stuff. Cary Smoke Shop that we took over, the Cary is this Cary in Cary Dairy. That was our first sign. And this was all during, you know, all the 2020 stuff. And much like how I'm trying to do and show and spread cheer and sunlight right here, right now with you, and hopefully for the next 4 years with your help, this picture kind of sums it up. When we had our first light put in, we had the window covering up, and I left a little flap down. And that light burned all night that night to kind of show, hey, it's going to be all right. And then one other picture. Got the Hello Cary coming soon. I look forward to doing another Hello Cary post. And then... connecting the dots. People come out of the woodwork when you decide to poke the bear. And somebody asked me once, like, did anybody ask you to run? And me being new to this, it was kind of, it's refreshing to be able to have a fresh pair of eyes of everything that kind of comes your way. And that has stuck with me, that phrase, has anybody asked you to run? And I was like, absolutely not, first of all. And then why would you even ask that? And then I realized that politics is a weird thing. It's you're applying for a job through the populace, and one would hope that qualified individuals float up to the top. And that's why I'm so interested in running a campaign that doesn't necessarily tap the shoulders of people constantly or corporations constantly asking for money. Because when that happens, when you get money from, and this has become really apparent, when you get money from organizations, companies, or individuals, they have sway when you get in, or if you don't get in, or they have sway. And that's why there's no donation button ever anywhere. So if you see one, don't do it. And never taken a dime or a penny. It's really refreshing knowing that win or lose, which is going to be win with your help and your neighbor and you shouting it from the rooftops and getting out and voting, it's going to be for the people. And that's going to be this a breath of fresh air, and it's going to be amazing. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be aligned with the voter to where we have that North Pole of you. I'm merely here as a conduit for you. That's why I always say the microphone and the megaphone is here for you. And the phone line is, the text is open. Nothing yet, but you can also, I'm pulling in chats from all different, where we stream. And the one thing, somebody brought up, I'm big on family and kids and, taking care of our seniors and doing things for the right reason. And we own a golf course in the town. And I, for the first time, I haven't had a lot of time to golf, but I enjoy golf. Like just getting out on the course with your friends and, just barefoot sometimes and just be one with the course. It's relaxing to where you can just disconnect for a little bit. And, being with family I worked with somebody that had a child that was into golf, and it taught her so much discipline and self-respect. And I was like, that's amazing. And that's something that I want for my kids. There's a lot there that can be learned through the structure of golf, not just golf, but baseball, a whole bunch of local sports. That's why it's important to get involved with local sports and organizations. That's why I'm such a big supporter of the Cary Youth Baseball and Cary Soccer. And, but the golf thing, I took a look at the prices of what we charge our in-town residents at the Cary Park District, Foxford Hills. And it's like $70. And they do have like a, family golf after 5 PM, 9 holes only, April 1st through September 15th for $35. But 5 p.m., that's kind of when you start shutting things down a little bit. And it'd be fun to get, I know the PGA has like sort of a child-centered thing that teaches discipline and whatnot, is to pair up with that and bring it into our course to get kids involved and get kids on the course and just open up those doors. Because I don't, you know, the high school has a golf program, but it's the barrier to entry is kind of big when, you know, it's $70 to go out there. And even folks living in town, it's a burdensome. So I'd like to see us take care of our families with that and get kids out on the course. We have such an amazing resource here. And then coming up on, you can meet me and ask me questions and grill me and get some ice cream. Saturday, March 29th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. You got the Cary Dairy is doing a $1 soft serve of cones for all day long. No matter who, it's for like an election special. So even if you're not pulling the lever for Scott, come on down and say hi and be one with the community. So I look forward to meeting all of you there. We had one recently and it was a lot of fun. Just so many people just came up and said thank you. And it was just very heartwarming. And I appreciate the tough questions, getting on, piggybacking off of that. I have requested a live debate through a local paper that they've done in the past, and there really hasn't been a response. So that's something I would want to bring to you. I do this every night. It's 9:14 on March 26th. So I'm here live with you. This is my branded get up. I don't wear this all day or it's not like the same thing every day. I have multiple different shirts, but these aren't all just, I don't do like 10 of these and then dump them on a live platform. I'm here with you right now in Cary. And then I have these two sheets here. You're going to be seeing more stuff. You probably will see more stuff come out from both sides over the next few days as the election closes. And I just wanted to go through again why I'm running. Repair the relationship between the Village of Cary and School District 26. Inspire more parents and residents to get involved with local government. Continue my public service to the residents and businesses to the Village of Cary. And ensure the goals and visions of the village are aligned with the goals and visions of the residents of Cary. I have this overlay here. We just got to get back to basics and make it more in line with you. I worked for somebody that said once you put the fire out, all your problems go away, even if you have other stuff that you're doing in an emergency. And I think a lot of the things, once they get realigned with the voter and the resident and more things are brought to referendum and a lot of the problems go away. It's the residents can start to enjoy where they moved instead of just battling for that land not to go away across the street from them or change the feel of their town. And I want people to move to town of all different creeds. I want people to move to town and to manufacturing to come to town. It's just when it's not done with aligned with the residents and the feel of the town, and especially when you manipulate the school district in your local town, that's when you get my attention. And that's what I'm doing here, is trying to create a place for you to sound off. One question did come in with, it was kind of a, it's kind of a hot button topic. It has to do with, national politics, and I'll share with you this story. The question goes, what are your thoughts on the Trump administration, Elon Musk? It's a trap. Here's what I'll have to say to you, is that I've been out handing out signs, and I'll be on a corner and there's three signs for Mr. Kaunick across the street. And I say to the voter there that wants to support me and put signs up, I'm like, I don't want to create hardship between, you know, are you sure that it's not going to be dividing and whatnot? And most of the time they're like, no, it's fine. That's one of the least favorite things that I do that I've learned from this is I originally wanted to do no signs. But it's a necessary evil. But it is good though. You get to show your support, for either side, and you get to shout it from the rooftops proud, loud. And that's the thing with, I want to be able to get down and sit down and be like, there's certain forces at play here to make us be divided. And we have to acknowledge those forces. And especially when you're dealing with a local purse and local residents, it's not, by no means should it be as entertaining as national politics, as they make it seem. Because you're dealing with, you're not just shooting stuff out to try to make a national news cycle and seeing what sticks. It's a lot more personal, and I take that with a lot of responsibility. To where even on the back end of this, even businesses and residents that had other signs up, I want to bring them into the fold. There's no lingering thing. This is going to be amazing. And I look forward to you joining me on that journey. So I hope you enjoyed that weave there. But the fact of the matter is that we're going to be, unity is a theme, and we're sticking to it. And, we're going to bring more manufacturing into the town. We're going to support our current manufacturing, and our local businesses. And it's going to be wonderful. I look forward to having that lamp lit day and night for you guys to see in the window of the village hall, knowing that somebody's always there working for you. Thank you for joining me today on Voices Carry Live. I will see you tomorrow. We broadcast live on X, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and a whole bunch of others that people are using. We're there for you. And tell your dog, tell your cat, tell your neighbor that you can come here, sound off. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on Voices Carry Live. Have a wonderful evening.